Hey gang, Pastor Jordan here. It is Monday night and I'm coming to you in what is the conclusion of an afternoon project that I've been working on here at our house, getting my home office reset up for this whole quarantine situation. That's why I'm wearing a hat. Shout out to Nate Stanton and other Yankees fans. I do this in honor of you. It's been an interesting week. We start this second week of our quarantine, and today is really the first day I have allowed myself to take a bit of a break. You no doubt have been in the same boat as me, where you've been working this last week or so trying to figure out, make sense of the world that we've been living in. And so I have, in the last 2 weeks, I haven't really had the chance to take a break. And I've had several people reach out to me yesterday reminding me to take some time. So I slept in today. I had a nice big breakfast. I had thick cut bacon, like the thickest bacon, this morning with my breakfast. I made my favorite comfort soup today. And then I worked all afternoon on the office project, making this place a place that I can rest and work and reflect and record. And one of the things that's been on my mind today, as I've been just taking this time to work, I've had headphones on, I've been listening to a couple of Audible books, which I highly recommend. If you have this time, you can get an Audible subscription. This is not sponsored content, but you can get a free trial and listen to a book on Audible during this season of quarantine. But one of the things that kind of was coming to my mind repeatedly throughout the day was this feeling of gratefulness. And it's strange to think about gratitude at a time like this. We're in the middle of a pandemic where people are frustrated and upset and worried and concerned. And many of us don't think about gratitude. And I can tell you all kinds of things that we should be grateful for. Obviously, I am healthy right now. I'm grateful for that. I have food in my fridge. I'm grateful for that. I have meat in my freezer. I'm thankful for that. I have a church family that is amazing. I have people, friends of mine that care for me, that are reaching out to me. But while I was thinking today, and while I was reflecting and listening to the Dwell app reminding me of the words of scripture, I was brought to Philippians chapter 4, and that's in their Faith Over Fear playlist on the Dwell app. And you probably know Philippians 4:13. It says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." But what you might not know about the book of Philippians is the context surrounding it. You may know this little section, you probably have it memorized. I memorized it as a kid, so if you grew up in churches, you probably know it. But if you haven't spent time in this book and knowing what was going on around it, you may not realize why it was written and by who and where. You probably could have guessed it was written by Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote the vast majority of the New Testament. But you may not have known that Paul was in prison at the time. He was in Ephesus in jail. And a couple of things happen in Roman jails. The first is you don't know when you're coming back out. You are truly alone. You are extended in this prison, and your only hope for being removed is, one, an order from the governor or from the emperor, or two, execution or your death. And the second thing about prison that you wouldn't have realized is most Roman prisoners weren't given food. That was not something that was made available to them by the prisoners. The only way for you to get food when you were in a Roman prison was to be gifted it by a friend. And so Paul comments that he has been in prison and he has been alone and he feels abandoned. But then suddenly you hear of this influx of support from this church that he planted in the town called Philippi, in a completely different country than he was in right now. And they came to him with support to comfort him in his time of greatest need. But his response is interesting, Because in verse 10, he says, "How I praise the Lord that you were concerned about me again. I know you've always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me." And boy, oh boy, that can be unpacked. How many times do we feel like we cannot help the people that we are concerned for? And verse 11 says, "Not that I have ever been in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have." And when you understand that in Paul's situation, it would have been incredibly hard to be content. He would have been alone with few, if any, visitors. He would have had no food unless somebody brought it to him. And the way he makes it sound was that nobody was bringing him food. But even in the middle of this, he says, "Not that I was ever in need." Verse 12, he goes on to say, "I know how to live on almost nothing and with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little." And some of us will sit here and we'll hear him say these things, and the question that we have on our mind is, how can Paul do this? We look up to Paul and think he is some kind of spiritual superhero. But Paul would tell you, no, that's not me. I'm not some kind of superhero. I'm not some kind of super Christian. I only have one secret, and it's not special to me. You want to know what that secret is? My strength is not from my piety. My strength is not from being a strong person. My strength is found in Christ and Christ alone. He says, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." And then he goes on to say in 14, he says, "Even so, you have done well to share with me in my present difficulties." As we walk through this season together, I think it's important that we take two things out of this verse from Philippians. The first is that Paul is so grateful for the people of Philippi to be there with him. They are at a distance. They are miles, days travel away. But Paul feels the camaraderie, the care, the compassion, the prayers, and the support that they are showing to him in this book. And I think it's important that we remember not to forget one another. One thing that we're doing as a church is we are working on developing our family outreach network so that we can stay connected as a family. And then, of course, reach out beyond just our congregation and show love to those who need it. And it's important that we stay connected, that we call each other, that we FaceTime each other. I'm recording this on my cell phone, and it's amazing the opportunities we have to show love to those people that need it and to stay connected at a distance. So take advantage of that. Don't forget the people that need us the most, the people that are alone, the people that are lonely, and the people that are hurting the most in this time. And the second thing is the key. The second thing is, especially for you, if you are feeling tired or weary, if you are feeling depleted and weak, remember what Paul says. Remember that he says it's not based on his strength. It's not based on his abilities. He says, "For I can do all of this through Christ who gives me strength." Couple days ago, I shared his other comment, this time to the church in Corinth. And remember what he says when he says that in his weakness, he is strong. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, the last sentence says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." The power of Christ in you, the very power that raised Jesus from the dead, lives in you. And it's that strength that helps you to learn how to be content, that helps you to learn how to survive and thrive at the worst that the world can throw at you. So embrace the strength that Christ gives. Embrace his calling to be faithful in these difficult times, and find ways that you can use the strength that Christ gives you to make a difference in somebody else. So the question I want to leave you with is, who can you reach out to and be the Philippi to their Paul? Be the support to somebody that you would say they are in need. It may be a call on the phone, it may be through video chat, maybe on Facebook or through FaceTime. It may be by preparing a care package for them and sending it to them. It may be by getting your kid to draw something for them to let them know that you care. It might even be doing something really old school and writing a letter. You remember those? Find a way to do that for even one person today, and then turn around and do it for one person tomorrow. And you will find two things. You will find that you are closer to more people through this difficult and challenging time. And you will find yourself refreshed and reinvigorated and renewed as we walk through this together. So make the decision. Find one person and find one way to make a difference and a positive impact in their life. And be sure that you stay rooted in the Word of God. I love you. I'm believing in you. And I know that we will get through this together, for we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. I love you. I'm cheering for you. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.